back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, I want to revisit this story. U.S. military to build port to ferry Gaza aid. U.S. Army is going to set up a floating pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to Palestinians cut off by Israeli restrictions on humanitarian land access. Man, this is just really something. So we're calling on Kash Patel, my good friend who was on the TV show last night. Kash, the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense, is former senior director of counterterrorism at the National Security Council in the Trump years, and his book, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, the Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash, thank you. I know this is there's a very good story and map this morning in Tippin Sites, the old Investors Business Daily Tippin Sites. I don't know if you ever see that thing, but I now see this is really something. This is right just below Gaza City. They're going to build this thing with U.S. military. So what is it? Here it is. The 7th Transportation Brigade could take 30 to 60 days with troops operating offshore, not on the ground. But your point is they can operate offshore, but they're still operating there. They're in territorial boundaries.
Yeah, Larry, it's great to be with you. Look, you're absolutely right. Every country, every nation state, their border extends into the international waters, which is miles offshore. We wouldn't allow any nation state to post up a port or a flotilla along our eastern seaboard so they could provide aid. We would think that as an overt act of aggression from a nation state who is our enemy. And Joe Biden, let's just set the scene here. Just breaking, Larry, is that the airdrops that the United States military has participated in Gaza have just killed 5 civilians because the parachutes for the airdrops didn't open and they crashed in the houses and killed innocent men and women.
Ooh.
So I just don't believe Joe Biden when he says our floating port will not put U.S. men in harm's way, U.S. men and women in uniform in harm's way, nor do I believe him when the enemy won't come in and attack us, the enemy being the terrorists that launched this war, Hamas, and caused more harm to the United States men and women in uniform.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
I mean, this thing, of course, look, the way this map is written, this thing is, it's just south of Gaza City. So, I mean, it's on the Gaza Strip. It's a pier offshore. I mean, this is where Hamas is. So they'd be happy to throw some rocket launchers, and then we're going to have to defend against that. And then the other thing is, Kash Patel, what does Israel think about all this?
That's a brilliant point.
Yeah, I mean, what?
I think with Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, after Joe Biden's, you know, hot mic moment yesterday, I don't have any faith in Joe Biden's ability to diplomatically find a solution here with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And right. Have we asked Israel, is it okay if we build this port? Is it okay if we escalate an ongoing war even more? Is it okay to put more hostages in harm's way, both American and Israeli and other nationalities who have still not been released by the terrorist organization Hamas? And as you pointed out, we've seen Hamas's capability in the Red Sea. Their actions backed by Iran have led to the deaths of American soldiers already. And we're to believe Joe Biden is going to secure the safety of not just the Israeli people, but the civilians in Gaza and our men and women in uniform by building a flotilla of war, essentially off the coast of Gaza, an active theater of war. I just don't buy it, Larry. I'm sorry.
What did Biden mean, that hot mic episode, that Netanyahu has to have a come to Jesus moment? What is he talking about?
Well, first of all, any type of conversation that, Larry, you know, that like that from peer to peer at the top level of the chain of command is usually pretty much classified. And for him to go running his mouth and spouting it off at the, you know, after the State of the Union when the media is not a good national security strategy. And what he meant by it was probably, my interpretation is, they're not anywhere near an agreement, Joe Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Mm. And Biden is saying somehow he's in a position of authority to tell Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, to have a come to Jesus moment. Mm. If that's our lead line of negotiating tactics, we are going to fail.
Well, Hamas has not agreed to anything.
Exactly.
They haven't agreed to a ceasefire, and they haven't agreed to a hostage release, at least not yet.
You're right. There's hundreds of hostages still missing and being detained by Hamas. And Hamas is a terrorist organization that Joe Biden refused to recognize for years until this war broke out and we forced him to reverse course to the Trump administration policy of identifying them as terrorists. But you can't deal with terrorist organizations like Hamas from a diplomatic standpoint until you ascertain a position of authority. Mm. And we have none there. And this floating barge or port or whatever you want to call it is only going to enrage the terrorists, Hamas, because we are going to be going into their territory and assisting people that Hamas does not want assisted.
You know, you're right. Your point, this is, in effect, an escalation by the U.S. military. And they're not going to like that one bit. Now, nobody's going to like it. Israel won't like it either, but for different reasons. But this is an putting our boots on the ground, and this pier, wharf, whatever it is boots on the ground. This is an escalation, and it is an invitation to come at us. Anyway, Kash Patel. Folks, read Kash's book, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. It's very, very interesting. Kash, you're a prince. Thanks for doing this. Folks, I'm Kudlow. We're going to take a break and do some stock market work on the other side of the break. Please stay with us.